In taking your marriage to the next level, you need to understand the word goodness. Now, goodness is one of the virtues that we speak about in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. You know, it starts with love, goes to joy and peace and patience, kindness, and then eventually it says goodness. Now, that's a word people don't understand and really participate in today's society because they don't understand the origin. Because the origin of the word goodness is to be more God-like, because God is good. If you think about it, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that's the goodness of God. Now if you have decided to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because God has made that available to you, that is you tapping into the goodness and the will of God. When it comes to the word goodness, that is a challenge for you and I to align our character and our actions with God's will for our lives. If you want to experience the goodness of life, it's to be more God-like, and that is to take goodness to a level of absolute perfection in attaining that by trying again and trying again. But you're going to say to me, I keep on failing. I try to do good, and I find that my mind takes me elsewhere. I want to speak well, and I find that I trip over my own words. I find that I want to be solid, and then I fail. But you know what? It's because the focus is in the wrong place. You're focusing on your own actions. When you and I are challenged to take our actions and see it through the filter of what Christ makes possible, then our lives can look totally different. I want to challenge you to the issue of goodness in your marriage because I really believe your marriage matters. And because it does, you want to embrace and take on the goodness of God. You actually want to cry out and say, Lord, may I just exuberate the goodness that you have in your will for my life. May my life permeate goodness. May my life show goodness. May my partner feel the goodness that is just radiating from our heart. But there's the issue. Your heart has to be in the right place. Because if goodness comes from your head, it's not going to be practically purposeful. When you drop goodness into your heart, we can literally embrace the power of the Holy Spirit. Because you know, you're the temple of God. The Holy Spirit is resident within you. And if you want to tap into the goodness of God, listen to your heart and guard your heart, for from it is the wellspring of life. Show your goodness of God to other people today.